Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hey, you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sky Wallace, and it's Sundrive over here at CITR. So if you're able, this is your chance to support local, independent, alternative media. Head over to citr.ca/donate and show your support. Independent media is where culture and art are bred, meaningfully sourced, and supported. And I think we all need that more than ever right now. Coming up next, I've got All My Friends by the OBGYNs. I chose this song because I think this record, The Ends, was one of the absolute best records to come out of 2020. This band is wicked, and I freaking love this song. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, this is Elastic Stars, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Fun Drive over here, so if you're interested and able to support local, independent, alternative media, then you should head over to CITR.ca/donate and show your support. Heck, I remember when I got off the stage in 2017 at a Castellano performance, and the first people to greet me and say, "What a cosmic performance! Can we do a quick interview?" for my friends at CITR, and some basic questions turned into a very cosmic out there conversation way too quick. One of the reasons why I love CITR. Anyway, coming up next, I've got Alelo by Dur Dur Band, which I think you're gonna love. And I choose this because during ups or downs, this retro 80s band from Somalia is the only thing that can make me feel chipper. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah. This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown Show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999. Fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time. At the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn, fresh-faced Nardwar the Human Serviette comes into the booth and tells me that I did a great job. Then Nardwar proceeds to talk to me for 45 minutes. I was elated. I couldn't believe it. I was so elated that I forgot that my parking had expired and I got a parking ticket. That's what CITR means to me. What does it mean to you?
This is Jen Bohm, and you are listening to CITR. Head to citr.ca/donate to support the fund drive. CITR has always been very supportive of local music, and I've also had the privilege to hang out with DP Leal, who does some shows there on accessibility. I am going to put forward the song Hinim by Kim Jong-mi. I think it's an awesome song. It's super calming and also very joyful, and I hope you enjoy it too. Thank you.
Hey, this is Dosh Adewolf, Adewolfi on IG, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. So this is the fun drive happening over here. So what I need you to do is get your ass over to CITR.ca/donate and kind of just show your support, you know. And, you know, it's hard times for local artists out here, and platforms like CITR do help a lot to kind of project like these local voices, artists and musicians in the community. To be honest, like the first, very first time my song ever got played on radio in Vancouver or in Canada as a whole was on CITR radio. And it was on the Crimes and Treason show. Shouts out to Issa and the gang. So coming up next is a single, one of the singles I've been bumping a lot on Spotify by a local Van City artist, TRS. TRS, she's like a mix of like the Vancouver Aaliyah, in my opinion, and she features Mr. Stee. I'm not sure if they feature or they're together or anyways. The name of the song is I Tried. It has a French name, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce that other side of the name, but you can check it on Spotify. And yeah, go ahead, give it a try, have fun. Thanks. Trying to tell you.
This is Sabrina from C-Pop Connection. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. Personally, CITR has been an amazing platform to not only express my love and passion in music, but most importantly, to share my culture and identity with our community here and to celebrate cultural diversity together. What I absolutely love about CITR is that the community welcomes people from all different backgrounds and provides a safe space for voices that commercial media does not. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit CITR.ca/donate to donate. Thank you!
Hey, this is Devours, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, It's Fun Drive over here, so if you're interested and able to support local, independent, alternative media, then you should head over to citr.ca/donate and show your support. There are so many things that I love about CITR, not only just the staff, but what I love about CITR is that it takes chances on up-and-coming underground bands. And one thing that I love is looking at their charts, their top 30 charts, especially because throughout COVID, I can't discover new bands through going to shows. That's always how I discover bands. And yes, obviously that can't happen right now. And so, yeah, I love that CITR. I'm always discovering new names on their charts. They do such a good job of reporting like new releases from bands that I haven't heard of. And so, yeah, I think that like independent media is important. All campus radio is really important for that and for sort of like shedding some light on some underground bands who are trying to get a start. And so, yeah, CITR is amazing. Please support them. I have a song request. Speaking of underground bands, one of my favorite underground Vancouver bands is called Jerk Jails. And they are amazing live. Catherine is a phenomenal singer and performer, and they hate doing self-promotion. And so they will probably always remain underground. But yeah, they're a great local band. I have a song request for Escape the Law by Jerk Jails. Hope you enjoy.
This is Ali Laube from Cushy Radio. This week is a fun drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. For me, CITR is a way to do what matters to me the most, which is uplifting marginalized voices and artists in the Canadian art and culture industry. I never would have had an opportunity to play the music that I get to play on air if it weren't for CITR. And I don't think I'd even have a career in radio right now if they didn't give me the opportunity to get started. They also give me an opportunity to support all of the artists and people that we work with at Cushy Entertainment. If you're in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate to make a contribution.
Hey, this is Sam Lynch, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Right now, it's Fund Drive, so if you're feeling able to support local, independent, alternative media, then you should definitely head to citr.ca/donate. CITR was one of the first radio stations to play my music, and I know I speak for so many independent artists when I say thank you. Coming up next is a song by one of my favorite artists, Leith Ross. I've been thinking so much about time and memory lately, and this song seemed to put all of my feelings to words so perfectly. I may or may not have cried in my car the first time I heard it, so maybe you will too. Here's Grown Up by Leith Ross.
I can remember the feeling of being small, praying to a God I don't believe in to grow tall. Can you remember the evenings of you? Losing track of time, losing count of hours, losing your balance, and then losing a tooth. Where does it go so fast and so slow and so
CITR listeners, this is Tarek here. I am a local songwriter here in Vancouver, And it's fun, F-U-N, put the fun in fundraising over here at CITR. And if you're interested and able to support local independent alternative music and media, then you should consider heading over to CITR.ca/donate. Again, that's CITR.ca/donate, and show your support. I have a good warm place in my heart for CITR for a variety of reasons. One, if I was to pick one, is that I actually teach a course at UBC on songwriting. And CITR has been an excellent ally for things like bringing classes in to talk about their songs, having classes come in and perform their songs on air, things like that. CITR has just been awesome. All the folks there are always super supportive. So I think that whole idea of community is really a big part of what makes CITR just a fantastic a resource to have around for us. And of course, all of the excellent support they give to music and live music and recorded music as well. So speaking of recorded music, I wanted to pick a song for your ears. And I'm picking a song from a songwriter named Jeff Tweedy, who put out a record recently called Love is the King. And the song is Opaline. And the reason I'm picking this song is that I'm actually reading Jeff Tweedy's book right now called How to Write One Song. And I've been kind of on a Jeff Tweedy kick. It's gotten me really inspired about songwriting. And I heard a podcast with Jeff Tweedy in it, in which he talked about how he wrote the song Opaline. It's a bit of a collage song with a bunch of different lyrical ideas that came to him at different moments. And the title Opaline came from a spider that he named in his garden. He called that spider Opaline, and then it sort of crawled its way into a song lyric. So here is the song, Opaline, by Jeff Tweedy.
Now I hang in the air as the light gets cold. And I hide in the shadows and welcome her home.
Hey, this is Ian Cromwell from Locals Lounge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Fun Drive over here, so if you're interested and able to support local independent alternative media, then you should head over to citr.ca/donate and show your support. CITR is a huge part of Vancouver's local community, and as someone who cares a lot about local community, I'm really excited to see CITR continue to provide high-quality programming for Vancouverites, wherever they may be. Coming up, I've got No One Else by Alex Marr. This has been my COVID pandemic anthem. I wake up to it every morning. I just think the message is so great. You'll hear it when the chorus kicks in. But also, Alex Marr is by far one of my favorite local musicians, super talented singer and songwriter. And I know you're going to love this song. Just remember, as the chorus says, treat each other with kindness. Hope you enjoy.
Where do I begin? I was pulled from a sleep by 100 kilometer wind. My memory is hazy. How did I ever get this lazy? It's crazy. And we're all so complicit. All 7 billion numbers are unwilling to listen. And all the while we're moving faster, we're just cruising to disaster. And I know your pain, just another day. Keeping all my excuses to myself. And love to no one else. That's how we're gonna survive this. Just treat each other with kindness. And I'm breaking the silence. Not enough of the violence. Should we go again? And the race back home starts at 5 p.m. But nobody ever wins any. It's just a matter of a way that you can deal with it. I don't mind if you're mad and you're hungry. It's alright if you're sad and you're lonely. Because no matter what the weather, we're all in this together, yeah. And I know your pain. Another day.
eyes. Just treat each other with kindness. In the break of silence. Got enough of the violence.
Heyo, this is Isaac from On The Point. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on air. For me, CITR is a platform where people can develop their own voices and a space to build community. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate to donate. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Jenny from KCAR. Coming up next is a song by Jigby Marks called She's My Witch. If you have a chance, you should check out the video online. Super cool little COVID animation project that Jiffy did over the last couple of months. And if you have a chance, head to citr.ca/donate and give a dollar, give $2. Try and support that radio station that you turn on in your crappy car when you don't have a tape player that works, and hit it.
She got eyes in the back of her head. Talk behind her back, she knows what you said. If you cross her path, you better watch yourself. First time we kissed, it was a kiss of death.
This is Patrick Spencer. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM up at UBC. This week is Fun Drive over here. So if you're into this station and you are able to support in any way, please head on over to citr.ca/donate and show a little love. This station goes back for me. I remember in 1996, I was in grade 10, and our drama teacher, the fabulous Shannon Leggett, took us for a field trip, and we got a big tour of the tiny little radio station at the time in the old sub building. And Nardwar took us around, and he showed us the recording booths, and he let us take stickers and all this stuff. And he even showed us a blow up lamb, like an inflatable lamb that was sent by NoFX to promote their most recent album, which I think is Heavy Petting Zoo or something like that. Anyways, so coming up next, you are going to hear a song by Seven Mary Three. This is a song that came out in 1995, but I was really, really into this album in 96, listening to it all the time. And why don't we do the title track or the first track from that album, Water's Edge? And yeah, hope you enjoy. Have a great day. And don't forget to head over to CITR.ca/donate and show your support for Fun Drive.
Can't stomach what you're gonna see. It's down there, water's edge, wasted and bloated and waiting for someone else. Funny how these things come about when you're tied to the teeth and mouth. Sound of fury, shot of pain. There was no real reason, no gain. I can't go down to the water's edge. I didn't do it, I saw you did. Don't go down to the water's edge. They did it once and they can do it again. To me, how she got there down by the stream. 'Cause I'd seen her a minute before the van pulled up and opened the door. Oh my love. I can't say a single word about what I saw of her. They're killers, they got their friends in familiar places. I tell you, man, I can't go down to the water's edge. I didn't do it, I saw them dead. Don't go down to the water's edge. They did it once, they can do it again. Ain't no fucking game, and I'm feeling so ashamed, 'cause I didn't do anything. No, I didn't do anything. Stop, 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 stop.
Greetings, this is Alvaro Rojas, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My earliest and fondest memories of CITR was when I was like 13 years old and driving into Vancouver from the suburbs with my dad on a Saturday afternoon and scrolling through the radio. I scroll through all the regular stuff looking for something interesting, and then, unexpectedly, I hear it. Metal. Of course, I had stumbled onto CITR's Power Chord, hosted by Metal Ron and Gerald Rattlehead. As a teenager who had never heard heavy music on the radio, this was pretty major. Power Chord and many other shows opened my young ears to a new world of music outside the mainstream. So, when I think of CITR, I think of being a kid discovering alternative media for the first time and searching for the one place in my house in the suburbs that I could actually pick it up on the radio. So, Inspire the suburban and urban youth. Support CITR and donate to the fund drive. And here's a tune from one of my favorite local heavy bands, Wayne Grow. I used to play with their drummer Benji in another band, and I love everything these guys do. This is one of my favorites from their 2019 album, 3. This is Red Death. Enjoy.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.